And they're going to just let the clock run down, I think. Yep. 5-2, Florida over Anaheim. Even though the Ducks outshoot them 30-29, this one's in the history books, and you learn from this and look ahead to the next one.
Well, if you're the Anaheim Ducks, you look at that hockey game and you think, what was it going to take? And maybe it's a 50-shot on-goal performance, right? 30 is a solid number, but when you're shooting a lot of those shots from the outside, from the perimeter, not getting a whole lot of traffic and bodies to the net, it makes it extremely difficult to generate anything, and it makes it easier for the netminder, for the opposition. In this case, it was Sergei Bobrovsky, who I thought had a very solid night.
All right. Well, we'll be listening. Your post-game show. Again, Emerson Edom with Alexis Downey. And call them in, get them some messages so they can return their opinions, and they'll do a great job again, as they always do. And we'll look forward to talking to all of our great fans coming up on Thursday with the Pittsburgh Penguins coming into town. There are some good seats remaining for it. 7 o'clock face-off, and we'll be on the air prior to that. So we hope you enjoyed the broadcast tonight. For everyone involved in it, we thank them for all of their hard work. We thank you, the fans, for being a part of our broadcast tonight, and we'll see you here against the Pittsburgh Penguins. We'll take a timeout, and then it's Alexis and a guy named Emerson Edom, our partner here in crime at Honda Center on an every night basis. We'll talk to you coming up in a couple of days. This has been Anaheim Ducks Hockey on the Ducks Radio Network, all being brought to you in part by UCI Health, stopping at nothing to prevent, treat, and cure cancer. You can visit ucihealth.org/stopatnothing. And as always, we thank every one of our sponsors on and off the ice, on and off the air. You're terrific. Glad you're with us again this year. For everyone here, again, the final 5-2. It's Florida over Anaheim. We'll talk to you here in a couple of nights. So have a good couple of days. More Ducks hockey coming your way at the end of the week. And again, all brought to you on DuckStream and by our friends at Tuned. So long, everybody, and stay tuned for some post-game coverage.
Oh, yes. Oh, my God, this is awesome.
That's the sound of Michelle getting a random act of helpfulness. We just told her the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be donating bases to her Little League program. And we paid her for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you, too, with a great deal on a fuel-efficient Honda, like the 2024 CR-V Hybrid. To find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you, and to submit a random act of helpfulness for someone you know, visit SoCalHondaDealers.com.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
The Anaheim Ducks are back on the ice, and this season you can be in the stands to experience it all live.
Terry backhand scores! Troy Terry!
Shop a wide variety of seats for every match from Ticketmaster, the official ticketing partner of the Anaheim Ducks in the NHL, and make sure you don't miss a single moment. And rest assured, if your plans change, Ticketmaster has you covered. You can securely sell your seats to other fans with just a few taps. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster.com/Ducks.
Four nations face off for the world to see. This February, international best-on-best hockey is back as NHL stars compete for their country to see which hockey nation will reign.
Star power in abundance.
Canada, Finland, Sweden, USA. Teammates turned rivals and rivals turned teammates. For country, for glory, Four Nations.
We are set for puck drop.
The Four Nations face-off begins February 12th on ABC, ESPN, and TNT.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook. And the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit bpbi.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. To score big. Official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks.
Since 1894, Arrowhead brand 100% mountain spring water has been there for you with a natural, crisp taste sourced from springs in and west of the Rockies, refreshing our everyday moments. And now, proudly hydrating the Anaheim Ducks. Arrowhead 100% mountain spring water. Nothing else.
Anaheim Ducks Hockey is brought to you by UCI Health. At UCI Health, we stop at nothing to prevent, treat, and cure cancer. Visit ucihealth.org/stopatnothing. Stay tuned for Anaheim Ducks postgame show up next on DuckStream. You're listening to the Anaheim Ducks postgame show with Alexis Downing, exclusively on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio network of Ducks hockey.
After six games on the road, the Anaheim Ducks were back at home at Honda Center for the start of three games at home this week. Final score here, 5-2 in favor of the Florida Panthers. The Ducks falling in this game here tonight alongside Emerson Needham. I'm Alexis Downey here to bring you the post-game coverage on DuckStream. Emmer, the Ducks started out with a good first period, came out flying really. You know, the Panthers able to get some goals up, though, and the rest of it just felt like it was all Florida.
Yeah, it was definitely a positive sign that the good guys came out on top in regards to scoring the first goal of the game with a beautiful one-time blast from Vetrano in the slot area there. What a passing play that was. And you just thought it would maintain a little bit more consistent play. After that beautiful pass, you thought those passing plays would continue on. That line in particular, who has been the line playing together the most, as we know. And look, it just it slowly dissipated. It just seems like the elite level skill, the superstars of the Florida Panthers, they really put their team on their back and took over. Because you know, whether it's Barkov and his nice passing plays, how about the game from Verhaeghe? I mean, he was nonstop all over the ice. So their best players just took over the hockey game, and it just turned out to be a little bit too much for the Anaheim Ducks.
And they've got a lot of very good players on this team, a reason why they are the defending Stanley Cup champions. Let's get into the highlights starting in the first period. It was the Ducks that got on the board, and it was Frank Vetrano on the power play 4 minutes and 57 seconds into the game.
Shot by Lacombe, right on. Stick save, Bob Robski. Nice shot opportunity there from the high slot. Puck picked up by Mason McTavish. Circling near the blue line, out near the point area. With the puck on his stick. Checked on the play. As Florida tries to clear it, they can on the first attempt. Now Strome in front. Shot, score! What a pass in front of the net for Anaheim. And they put the puck by the Florida netminder Bobrovsky. Frank Vetrano will get it. Ducks have a 1-0 first period lead.
And what a goal that was. Just great chemistry from that line. Strome getting in the corner. That nice cross-ice pass to Troy Terry and then finding Frank in the middle.
Yeah, don't you just love seeing Ryan Strome's head being picked up in that near side corner there and just scan the whole ice, allows the next puck toucher, which was Troy Terry there on the far side, to get a hold of it after a long bomb of a pass. And then he wastes no time just slinging it over to Frank Vetrano there in the slot. And that's what I meant a little bit earlier, just in the sense that it seems like the opposition, in this case the Florida Panthers, they were making those types of plays all game long, right? Mm-hmm. Especially from the midpoint of the game on. They had those high-end plays. It seemed like each one of their goal was just lights out. And when, of course, we'll get to a few of them coming up. But you just would have loved to see the Ducks continue on that chemistry, that those passing plays that we saw on that goal for the rest of the way, but they just couldn't sustain it.
That passing was beautiful to start the game for the Ducks. Also beautiful to get a power play goal for this team, a power play that really needed some help there, and good that they were able to start the game off on a high note. However, it was Florida that got the next goal. Sam Reinhart, exactly 4 minutes after the Ducks scored, the Panthers scored. And like I mentioned, Sam Reinhart, the goal scorer.
Florida keeps it in, but just for a precious few seconds. Troy Terry goes rink wide for Lacombe, who fell down trying to whack it out of his own zone. Here's a move in front of the net. A shot, they score! A backhand shot by Reinhart. We were just talking about him and his season to date. He knows how to score points, score goals. He just did to tie up this game at 1-1.
Not only did Reinhart score, but what a move that was in front of Dostal.
Yeah, just patience for days. He collects that puck, and it's almost like he came back south, his direction, before sliding it home in the near side. And a lot of times the puck carriers in that situation, they'll rush it, right? And we saw Lukasz Dostal extend his paddle, extend his stick. If he shot right away, that would have been stick on puck and likely a save from Lukasz Dostal. But it was that split second of patience that bought him some extra time. He just slid it right home into the wide open net. So great effort from Lukasz Dostal. Just not enough, as, of course, Reinhart slid it home.
And tough for the Ducks, as they had to face Reinhart this entire game here tonight. Of course, they didn't have to after about 5 minutes of Reinhart on Saturday, as he got that game misconduct for his collision with Isaac Lundestrom. But Reinhart getting his 28th goal of the season here tonight.
And AD, you were going to ask me in the pregame show, right?
Yeah.
What I thought as far as maybe this game getting a little bit chippy in response to that knee-on-knee hit from Sam Reinhart delivered on Isaac Lundestrom. Luckily, I think it's best-case scenario that Isaac Lundestrom is day-to-day from that scenario there. So you're going to ask me, before we ran out of time, whether or not that this game was going to be a lot more chippier than it eventually turned out to be. Not a whole lot of chippiness. I think the task at hand for the Anaheim Ducks was just getting the 2 points somehow, some way. Part of that is staying disciplined, not getting into it after the whistle. Although we saw it a little bit there at the tail end, not a whole lot as far as physical altercations. Maybe midway point, we saw that altercation between Matthew Tkachuk and Frank Vatrano. But besides a couple of sequences, not a whole lot of dirtiness, chippy plays, which makes sense, right?
Yeah.
The Anaheim Ducks are trying to stay focused and just simply secure the dub, which they were unable to do, of course.
Vatrano and Tkachuk were yapping there in the second period. That was wasn't sure if that was going to transpire into anything, but they were certainly yapping.
And it happened behind the play. I actually didn't see the initial, whoever was the instigator between the two. Did you happen to see that?
I didn't. I didn't know. I just saw them continue to yap as they went to the bench.
Something happened. It was behind the play. So as the play was, moving the direction that it was moving, of course, AD and I missed it. But, back to the respective players' bench. Back and forth they went.
1-1 game in the first period after those two goals, and the Panthers kept it rolling. Evan Rodriguez getting the next one. Carter Verhaeghe getting the third goal. It was a 3-1 game late in the first, but Mason McTavish during a 2-on-1 with Cutter Gauthier on the wing. McTavish took the puck for himself and cut the lead down to one.
You know, that puck was placed, it almost had to be perfect because the goaltender was over there. That's Dolstam. We know he doesn't allow many goals like that. So they found a little bit of an open spot to get the goal. And McTavish comes back and scores! Mason McTavish on a two-man move up the ice with Cutter Gauthier. And the Ducks get right back in it in the last minute of play. 3-2 now. The Florida lead's been cut down to one.
Matt T, what a response on the near side. It's a 2-on-1 for the good guy's way, and he makes no mistake going short side. Gee, what a shot.
And Emerson, you and Steve had the chance to catch up with McTavish after that. I liked how he was just talking about how he was trusting himself, staying calm in the moment and trusting his instincts.
Yeah, for sure. Whether he elects to go in that spot there on the fly, or if he's very intuitive, almost premeditated, And look, he took what was available, and that was that upper right side, of course. I mean, what a shot, right?
Yeah.
A couple stick handles. You didn't know whether he was going to cross it weak side pass over to Cutter Gauthier, who was his partner crime on that odd man rush four. And that's just a big-time shot. You just want your top guys to make those high-caliber shots. What a finish it was.
So the game finished at 3-2 after the first period. We moved into the second. No goals in the second. Lukasz Jostal coming up with a big save on a Florida breakaway. But 3-2 game after two periods. Moving into the third, it was Sam Bennett, the next goal scorer for the Panthers, just 19 seconds into the third.
Underway in the third period. This one's up for grabs. 3-2 for the Panthers over the Ducks. Florida will drive the puck in behind Dostal. He's in the net for the Anaheim Ducks. Puck centered, shot, score! And Bennett puts it in from the middle of the two circles at slot area and beats Dostal cleanly. And guess what? A matter of 19 seconds, and the Florida Panthers have added another goal to their number.
And that goal at that point in the game was just crushing for the Ducks to go down two goals once again, and you're starting the third period early before Florida set the tone the rest of that one.
Yeah, you know what, AD, and I think at least I am going to give myself some homework and just figure out how many times this Ducks team has allowed within the first 1-2 minutes or so in the second and third periods at home, because I remember quite a few times in the last month and a half, 2 months or so, that just coming out in the second period or third period, first 2 minutes, mm-hmm. some slow starts have plagued them at times. So just another opportunity for this team to work on those starts. Mm-hmm. And it's not for the lack of quality starts to start the game, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we've seen a number of quality starts here for this Ducks team right out of the gate, but it's about having that same mentality in the second and third periods, because it ends up hurting them in this scenario.
4-2 in the third. One more from Florida would finish the game. 5-2 final here at Honda Center. The Ducks, though, out shooting the Panthers 32-29. We've got a lot more for you on this post-game show. Jack Daniels, the only good thing that comes from waiting is whiskey. Make it count. We'll be back with the text line.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. To score big. Official personal injury attorneys on the Anaheim Ducks.
Since 1894, Arrowhead brand 100% mountain spring water has been there for you with a natural, crisp taste sourced from springs in and west of the Rockies, refreshing our everyday moments. And now, proudly hydrating the Anaheim Ducks. Arrowhead 100% mountain spring water. Nothing else.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook. And the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit bpbi.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
Four nations face off for the world to see. This February, international best-on-best hockey is back as NHL stars compete for their country to see which hockey nation will reign.
Star power in abundance.
Canada, Finland, Sweden, USA. Teammates turned rivals and rivals turned teammates. For country, for glory, four nations.
We are set for puck drop.
The Four Nations Face-Off begins February 12th on ABC, ESPN, and TNT.
From the electricity out on the ice to the roar of the crowd in the stands, there's nothing quite like Anaheim Ducks hockey.
Terry backhand scores! Troy Terry!
And this season, you can be there live to cheer them on. As the official ticketing partner of the Anaheim Ducks and the NHL, Ticketmaster has you covered with the largest selection of seats at a wide variety of price points. So get off the couch and get into the stands. Grab great seats to see the Anaheim Ducks today at Ticketmaster.com/ducks.
Hey Ducks fans, join the Wild Wings Kids Club presented by Chalk and UCI Health. Get exclusive access to member-only parties, an awesome kit packed with giveaways, prizes, and more. It's the coolest club in Orange Country. Visit AnaheimDucks.com/kidsclub for more information.
We're back here at Honda Center bringing you the post-game coverage of Ducks and Panthers, and already down in the locker room, the Ducks players and staff are chatting with the media, and it was Trevor Zegras who just spoke with the media. Let's take a listen.
Let's start. How'd you feel out there?
Good. Surprisingly, like, a lot better than I thought, just in terms of, like, pace of the game and kind of how my body felt. I think I give a lot of credit to the training staff and the guys kind of behind the scenes to help me get to that point, because it felt pretty seamless.
At what point in the game did you kind of feel like you really had your feet under you?
Second and third shift, for the most part, just in terms of handling the puck and making plays and making reads. Obviously, that's a really good team, and I thought for the most part I battled pretty hard, but obviously just didn't love the result.
In terms of the performance as a whole, where do you feel like things kind of went wrong for you guys tonight?
I mean, it's just little stuff, right? Like, you give a team like that an inch, and they're going to put it in the back of your net, and I feel like we were maybe a little sloppy in our end and getting to our spots and positions, and obviously versus a team like that, they're going to capitalize, and we only get two. It's going to be tough versus a team like that, so...
With the second period, you guys had really, really strong territorially, analytically. You know, on one hand, what do you think you guys were doing well? And then secondly, I mean, how much did it sting to not come away with anything from that?
Right. I mean, I thought we had a lot of zone time. Obviously, with that long change, I thought we had them in their end for good periods of time. Like you said, it's just tough when you don't capitalize, maybe get one or two, give you that extra boost going into the third. But I really liked our second period.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Trevor Zegras there bringing up a good point. The Ducks did have a bit of zone time, but to your point during the broadcast, Emerson, you talked about they had all that zone time, but they weren't getting shots off.
Yeah, I know there were several shifts, some positive plays, passing plays, oftentimes on the perimeter. I think Carlson's line had a couple of those shifts, and followed up by, of course, Ryan Strome's line. But, yeah, not enough pucks to the net. I know one of the last sustained offensive zone shifts they had, they started to get more pucks to the net, but a little bit too late. So when they have the opportune times, when they're stringing shifts together, they got to throw it on net, because that's exactly what the Florida Panthers did all game long. It seems as if these elite level, higher in the standings type teams, as this Florida Panthers team is, they know when to switch tunes, right? They'll throw a lot on net, whether it's from behind the goal line shots, just trying to get everything of the net, or perimeter shots. They shoot a lot, and then they'll make some passing plays once the other team's back on their heels and they've pushed them back, right? So it's just a common theme through some of the best teams. Of course, we saw Winnipeg do it. And the times we've played them, we've just seen the best teams in the league just have that clock management and just know what to do from a positive playmaking standpoint at the opportune times to do it. So it's what the Florida Panthers were doing, just the diversification on what they threw at the Anaheim Ducks. You can see why they just won a Stanley Cup, right? Mm-hmm. Their backup game, their back-checking habits, their great stick on puck. Barkov had a great neutral zone interception there early on in the game, and it just seems that they just make the perfect plays at the perfect time. So it just comes with experience. It comes with the relentlessness. It comes with intuitiveness, because it just seems like each and every one of their top guys, they're always in tune. They're relentless, and they're just nonstop for the full 60-plus minute games each and every game they play.
Talking about experience, quite an experienced head coach, Paul Maurice. He's getting close to 900 career wins. There's not many NHL coaches that have ever gotten to that number, but having someone like him behind this team, I mean, that's a big reason they won the Cup last year.
Yeah, and, you know, I don't like saying this because, of course, the altercation that just transpired, but Sam Reinhart, just saw a clip of him in an interview just praising his coach, just how much everyone respects them, and he's a very he's got a strong voice, right? When he's talking, it seems like everyone is in tune in what he's saying, but the response, right? It's the template that Paul Maurice sets out each and every game with, and his response from his team, it's just incredible what they've been able to do. Let's not forget that not only before the Cup win, but they went deep in the playoffs the year prior, right? So they're looking to make another deep run, and tonight we saw every reason why that's the case.
With a guy like Radko Gudas on the team, and it's funny, we're sitting here and you have the Radko Gudas bobblehead that was the giveaway tonight. Pretty nice bobblehead, and fitting to have it against his former team.
You know what? It's my son Lalo's favorite player on the Anaheim Ducks, so looking forward to bringing this home to him and having fun with the interchangeable hats that this unique bobblehead had. So, yeah, no, it's going to be a fun one for him. Just wish we would have got this bobblehead on a win, right?
Yeah.
Look, our captain, what a stand-up individual, respected amongst the other players in the locker room there, and I know the fans here in Anaheim respect him as well.
Would have been curious to hear what some of those conversations with him and his former teammates were like on the ice here tonight. Emerson, we just heard from Trevor Zegras, and he said he was comfortable after a few shifts. What did you see from him and his return to the lineup?
Yeah, I thought his best plays came in the first period, right? Of course, he got the late game play off of a great flip pass from Alex Killorn. I mean, what a beautiful – it just – when you make a play like that under duress as Killer was – it just shows you've been playing in the National Hockey League for so long. And once again, these plays just came about, positive plays for the Anaheim Ducks, but not often. When Florida just made plays, they came in waves, shift in and shift out. But nonetheless, beautiful pass from Killer there. Great stick to skate. I mean, it seems like that's a play that you make after stringing quite a few games together, right? Just that timing to get a bobbled puck, skate to stick, and get a quality shot off. I thought right there solidified for me that, you know what, he's in tune to what's going on. His timing's there. I just thought early on a couple of great breakouts from him. Just patience, not forcing a strong side off the glass when he had an ample amount of time to do something with it. Got his head up. He just, like I said, you know, during the live play there, his ability to freeze time and make the right play is incredible. So he made a couple of those early on, but it was all about Florida and what they were doing. And it just came to be too much for a lot of these Duck skaters here, including Trevor Zegras. I mean, they were the better team. They wanted it more. They were more relentless. And it just backed off a lot of the Ducks players.
You talk about some of those early plays from Zegras. It seemed like him and Leo Carlson were working well together. They had some good chances at the net in the first period.
Yeah, both of them want the puck, and it's just about when one guy has it, the other guy getting open. And I think that's just the got to be a more relentless nature for the Anaheim Ducks as a whole, not just Leo, not just Trevor Zegras, but their ability to fight to get open. We saw that Reinhart backdoor play on the first goal, his ability to find that backdoor play. How about Sam Bennett in the slot area there, his ability to find that dead spot, a lot like how Frank Vetrano did on the first goal, right? Their ability, some of the best goal scorers in the game, to find these dead spots, find the open areas and be able to bear down. It's not just that they got ample of opportunity, grade A for the Florida Panthers. It's their ability to finish.
Yeah.
Under duress, that Verhaeghe goal was incredible. Just where he put that after him attacking that open ice. Just the ability for them to make a lot of the plays that they made was unfortunate for the Ducks, but it's just an incredible sight to see.
As head coach Greg Cronin said this morning to everyone, it's a team that the Ducks can learn a lot from, not just watching the film afterwards, but also playing against them, seeing their tendencies. And I think that, you know, this is, once again, unfortunately, another good example.
Yeah. And look, it wasn't really about the Anaheim Ducks, how they played. It just, the Florida Panthers, once again, showed why they're the reigning Stanley Cup championship team. And look, a guy like Sam Miskevich, he was all over the ice too, coming into this game with 13 points in 42 games. I mean, he looked like a point-per-game player. Mm-hmm. Their fourth and third and fourth lines were so noticeable. Obviously, Evan Rodriguez with a great follow-up attempt for the goal. A.J. Greer with a great delivery on that entry prior to that goal happening. So wasn't just their top six guys. It was their bottom six guys, too, that were making things happen out there.
Bringing up Maki Samoskevich, he was someone, a former Chicago Steel player, someone I worked with back in the day, and also wanted to mention just a fun little fact for you. His former GM, Ryan Hardy, was here tonight, so we had the chance to catch up, and he was talking about watching the chance to watch Maki and how, you know, happy he was with the way he was playing, and certainly had a big part in this Panthers win tonight.
It's hockey. It seems like a small world,
it
right?
It is a small world.
You always end up running into someone that you prior worked with, as you did here, AD. Mm-hmm. And yeah, everything, of course, kind of comes full circle like that. It's funny how that works out.
It is funny how it works out. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we'll have the text line. We have quite a few text messages to get to for this game here tonight, so don't go too far.
iHeartRadio is streaming on TuneIn from top music hits, breaking news, and sports talk. It's all here on TuneIn. You can hear Ryan Seacrest on 102.7 Kiss FM.
How much do we love this job?
The Not Breakfast Club on Power 105.1.
We are the Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building.
Snoop Dogg!
Or 98.1 The Breeze. And every other iHeartRadio station. Just search iHeartRadio to find all your favorite radio stations and start listening today.
TuneIn's Coffeehouse Station is open for business. So pull up a cozy chair and start soundtracking your day with light acoustic classics from today's most soothing songwriters, like indie geniuses Bon Iver, soft rock newcomer Phoebe Bridgers, and acoustic legend Jack Johnson. I wanna turn the whole thing up. All in a soul-warming rotation on TuneIn's exclusive Coffeehouse station. Just search Coffeehouse on TuneIn to listen.
The hottest country tracks from today and yesterday make the journey that much better. That's why TuneIn's Country Road Station should be your soundtrack. Whether you're in the car, at home, or anywhere in between, we're spinning pop and country jams from Zach Bryan, Maren Morris, and L. King. Plus, some classic gems from pop country's golden age. All on TuneIn, all on your devices. So check out TuneIn, the app that lets you hear your world.
Hey there, it's your friend Stormy Warren. Buckle up and join me every single weekday from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central right here exclusively on TuneIn. What can you expect from my show? Well, we're talking about and playing the hottest, freshest, and newest country music around, not to mention plenty of the biggest hits you already know and love. Just search the Big 615 or ask your device to play the Big 615 on TuneIn.
When that goal siren goes off, it just hits right. And now you can hear a different kind of buzzer, thanks to TuneIn's exclusive Jeopardy! Stations. Stream iconic moments from past episodes on Jeopardy! Classic Station.
What is the organ?
Or stream full episodes with modern champions on the flagship Jeopardy! Station.
Gotcha.
What is a parrot?
All right on the same device when you're listening to DuckStream. Ready to test your knowledge? Buzz in right here on TuneIn.
Hey, Debbie, we got so much classic country music on our record shelves.
I'm listening.
What do you say we make another radio station? We'll celebrate guys like Stoney Edwards and O.C. Smith, you know, guys who didn't get a lot of radio play back in the day.
And how about fearless gals like Tammy, Loretta, and Dolly, who paved the way for the female country singers of today?
Well, let's call it Country A Go-Go.
Yes. You keep saying you
got something for me. Search Country A Go-Go or ask your device to play Country A Go-Go on TuneIn.
All right, we're back with the post-game show. Getting to the text line now. Some of your thoughts on this Ducks and Panthers game here tonight at Honda Center. First text here, Bob the Wall did it again. Ducks played solid, but the defending champs held it down. Was just at the Florida-Boston game, and Boston fans owned that arena. So in other words, they're not all that in a bag of chips. Go Ducks forever.
Well, that's the passion and the loyalty that,
I like that.
You want to... you want to hear, whether it's pouring out like it did here tonight in Honda Center. I mean, it just, 80, when it rains, it pours. That's exactly what happened. It just seemed that the Florida Panthers just kept on pressing, and things went from pretty good at the start to quickly down south in a hurry. And, yeah, it's a testament to how this Florida Panthers team is coached, continues to be coached, and their superstar players continue to get it done.
Another text here, Daniel from Corona. Result wasn't what we were looking for, but I do want to highlight how good we looked in the second period. Incredible puck movement, quick skating, and overall good energy on the ice. Also, really loved to see Zegras, Leo, Zelli, and Cutter on the ice at the same time. Lots of talent out there at the pond. It's only a matter of time.
Another positive one. Yeah, you want to take, or you want to see everyone take just a ginormous step. As, I mean, we saw Mason McTavish just in that shot alone. I mean, we know that type of shot's there for Mac T. It's just his ability to find those openings, find a lot more odd man rushes. It's funny. It seems as if last year, in particular with Mason McTavish, one of the things that I saw him do lots of was stretch, right? Go to the red line. Go not in a cherry pick type of way, but his ability to get out of the zone quick and really stretch the play out. He got a lot of odd man rushes, a couple breakaways out of it, of course, early on the season. We saw some great goals that were breakaway goals that he was able to just stretch out and be on the receiving end of some of those long stretch passes. Haven't seen as many this season, but you just want to see him shoot and score in the fashion that he did here mm-hmm. tonight. I mean, that was just some big player, big game type of stuff from one of our top guys, of course. And you know what? We just need all our top guys doing that a lot more.
Maybe Mason was feeling it because his good friend Trevor Zegras was back in the lineup.
I think so. That definitely makes sense. One of the reasons why we
just coming up with something
saw a jump in number 23's play. But you want to just see everyone take that just mm-hmm. ginormous step, and I think everyone's asking a lot of some of these bright young stars, but that's what it's got to be. I mean, Pat Verbeek, he's going younger. He's been going young here pretty much since his arrival. That's just kind of the nature of how this team's being set up. And look, it's a lot of pressure for these young guys, but mm-hmm. They need to deliver.
Another text here. Didn't have elite number one goaltending by Dosti, and that's okay. He was left high and dry on some of the goals. Paul Maurice is a great coach and has that team well coached and ready to win, playing well in all three periods. Here's hoping to better luck Thursday, and hopefully we don't pull Leeson, Zelli, or Minty out of the lineup after an off night tonight. Yeah, good point there in talking about the changes in the lineup. So tonight we see Brett Leeson, and last time on Saturday we saw Ross Johnston on the fourth line, always having those changes. Sam Colangelo sent back down to the San Diego Gulls with Trevor Zegras coming back into the lineup tonight. Nikita Nesterenko stays up with the team. But on the back end, Drew Helison is out tonight with Zelli and Minty in. So it's just always moving pieces. It really feels like it's hard to keep track of all of it. But, you know, with the way the lineup looked tonight, what did you think?
I thought one of the better lines was the Nesterenko, Harkins, and Leeson line. Early on, Jansen Harkins draws that penalty by making a great move there, and he gets tripped up. And I thought early on the Ducks did a great job of moving their feet. They were drawing penalties early on. Of course, that was a big power play goal of Toronto there. But, yeah, I thought the fourth line did a great job. That Cutter was a little bit off here tonight. His timing just looked a little spotty. He had a turnover. He was attempting to just move the puck north, and just an unfortunate bounce hits a stanchion and goes back the other way. I thought Robbie Fabry, despite being on the wrong side of some of the penalty calls there, I thought he turned it on late. But that line's been so good here in this last month. You needed really all line. You needed mm-hmm. the perfect game here from the Ducks against this highly talented Panthers team in order to come out with the win. We knew how hard it was last game, getting shut out there. And good thoughts there on the goaltending. I thought when it came to just Lukasz Dostal being, quote-unquote, being left out to dry there. And that message, I just thought, in particular, that goal by Uvis Balinskis, just some traffic in front there. That was, of course, the last goal. Didn't see much of it. And just how many, you know, the Reinhardt goal in tight there, right? A little two-on-one odd man rush against in tight there. So just a lot of point-blank chances there. You just kind of scratch your head how Rodriguez gets two whacks at it there before he puts it home. So, yeah, a couple of these goals, probably with some better defensive effort, shouldn't have gone in.
One more text here, Emerson, before we wrap up this post-game show. Why do you think we didn't see much aggression until the very end? Seems like that brought some much-needed energy much too late.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if head coach Greg Cronin, you know, over the next couple of days here, just probably reacts to maybe wanting a little bit more of a response, right? Of course, a little punishment in regards to Reinhardt and that collusion there with, of course, our very own Isaac Lundstrom. Probably fans would like to see a couple game suspension there, or at least more handed down. Of course, we have Isaac Lundstrom, who's unable to play at the time. So I think in response to that situation, you don't want to go overboard, right? But you just want to see more physicality. You want to see a 30-hit performance from the Anaheim Ducks here tonight. They finished with 18 total hits. So, yeah, you want to see that number a little bit higher, around the 30 mark. Of course, they out-hit the Florida Panthers. But, look, the puck possession time heavily in favor of the Florida Panthers. So there was some leads taken from the Anaheim Ducks, a lot of those team stats, but you want to see some greater separation and really letting the opposition know that, you know, that kind of stuff we just don't tolerate, right? So I definitely agree with that message.
I agree too, because I, to be honest, was surprised we didn't see much coming into this game with Reinhardt. I know, you know, what a star he is for the Panthers and the season he's having. He's one of the top goal scorers in the NHL right now in general. His 28th goal here tonight, top five in the league, I believe, at this point. So when you look at that, I mean, I can see where the Panthers are definitely going to want to protect him as much as they can, but just such an unfortunate situation on Saturday. Didn't see too much from the Ducks in response to that. But Emerson, your final quack for tonight?
My final quack is these upcoming games, very winnable games, right? You have Pittsburgh, you have Nashville. Nashville seems playing a tad better than where they came out of the gates here this season. So is Pittsburgh Penguins, right?
Yeah.
I think their best hockey has been played this last month, so not going to be easy, especially the first one against the Pens, the Hall of Fame caliber talent they have. Look, won't be easy, but I think it's definitely, in comparison to maybe this last stretch, this tough road trip, two winnable games, so we need the Ducks' best effort.
I like it. Yeah, I think that looking for more consistency in their play, because we saw parts of it through this game, but just not an overall. We need a full effort. We got to see that, especially on Thursday against a Penguins team that's coming off a big win over the Kings last night. It was in LA, so they're riding, you know, coming off a great game. So I think that just having a little bit more of a better effort through and through is going to hopefully help them on Thursday.
They need to be more relentless for a full 60 plus minutes. I agree.
Absolutely. Well, as we're sitting here too, I wanted to point it out before we wrap up the show. Radko Gudas has come out and talked to so many fans in the stands. There's a group of Florida Panthers fans. He was taking pictures, signing autographs. Now he's down looks like he's talking to some Florida Panthers staff, and you just love to see that. It's a good character moment that we know the Radko Gudas, but just to share a little insight on what we're seeing here at Honda Center right now.
Yeah, I mean, he's brought a lot on the ice, as we all know, but I think his biggest impact as a captain so far has been his impact, just a huge impact in the community. And as you mentioned, right now, even after a tough loss, just showing respect to even opposing fans, coming out, saying hi, and just really putting this Anaheim Ducks organization in the best light.
Always good to see that from the Ducks players. Next game, Thursday, 7 o'clock start. The Pittsburgh Penguins are in town. We'll have a 6:30 pregame show for you right here on Duck Stream. But if you want to stick around and listen to the replay of this one here tonight, Ducks and Panthers, you can after the commercial break. Otherwise, for Emerson Edom, I'm Alexis Downey. The final score at Honda Center, 5-2 in favor of the Panthers. The Ducks looking to get a better result next time out, 6:30 pregame show against the Pittsburgh Penguins. Thank you for listening to the Duck Stream postgame show powered by TuneIn, and have a great night.
A chart-topping banger in the best way to bring good vibes to your day. And on TuneIn's Today's Hits, we've always got our finger on the pulse of what's hot in music. Like the latest tracks from Dua Lipa, Harry Styles, Bad Bunny, and so many more. Soundtrack your day with a full selection, Today's Hits. So check out TuneIn, the app that lets you hear your world.
Between live hockey and sports talk, you listen to a lot of audio. We're here to let you know about TuneIn, the app that brings all of your favorite audio together. So whether you're listening to Duck Stream for live hockey action,
drive score!
Breaking news from the sources you trust,
I think Mark's overreacting to
music,
this
for whatever mood you're in, or anything in between, TuneIn is the app that you need. Plus, because it's available on all your devices, you can take it anywhere. So check it out. Grab TuneIn on your computer or on your mobile device. Hear your world with TuneIn.
Tailgate Radio is your game day party station.
Playing all the anthems, like this one.
Tailgate Radio. Try to keep up. Going down
till the sun comes up. Hey, Scar, from the football game to your backyard to camping to house parties, Tailgate Radio is your party station.
Tailgate Radio.
This might be a touchdown.
Search Tailgate Radio on TuneIn or tell your device to play Tailgate Radio.
Sometimes rock and roll makes you want to take off your shirt and throw a TV out the window. Other times, you want to relax and take it easy. For the latter feeling, head to Soft Rock Hits on TuneIn. Your home for exploring rock's shy, sensitive side.
It's you and me. Forever.
Search Soft Rock Hits to listen.
TuneIn is the audio platform with something for everyone. News.
We were delighted to learn that the president's lawyers, the moment they found out about...
Sports.
Dodger strikes quickly. The magic continues for
music.
I can buy myself flowers.
Calm down, calm down. And even podcasts. Whatever you love. Hear it right here on TuneIn. And be sure to ask your smart devices to play TuneIn.
Hey, y'all, it's Garth Brooks.
Ever wonder what's on Garth's personal playlist? Welcome to the Garth Channel.
My music, my stories, and all my friends.
Haven't I heard from...
And some songs you might not expect.
R-E-S-P-C-T.
That's from the Garth catalog. We got it all.
Thunder
The stories, the Garth Channel. Search the Garth Channel on TuneIn or tell your device to play the Garth Channel.
No. Oh my gosh.
That's the sound of Becky getting a random act of helpfulness. We just told her the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be getting her sheep a predator-proof pen, and we paid her for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you, too, with a great deal on a fuel-efficient Honda, like the 2024 Accord Hybrid. To find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you, and to submit a random act of helpfulness for someone you know, visit SoCalHondaDealers.com.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook. And the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit BPBI.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
Four nations face off for the world to see. This February, international best-on-best hockey is back as NHL stars compete for their country to see which hockey nation will reign.
Star power in abundance.
Canada, Finland, Sweden, USA. Teammates turned rivals, and rivals turned teammates. For country, for glory, Four Nations.
We are set for puck drop.
The Four Nations Face-Off begins February 12th on ABC, ESPN, and TNT.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
The Anaheim Ducks are back on the ice, and this season you can be in the stands to experience it all live.
Terry backhand scores! Troy Terry!
Shop a wide variety of seats for every match from Ticketmaster, the official ticketing partner of the Anaheim Ducks and the NHL, and make sure you don't miss a single moment. And rest assured, if your plans change, Ticketmaster has you covered. You can securely sell your seats to other fans with just a few taps. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster.com/Ducks.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. To score big. Official personal injury attorneys on the Anaheim Ducks.
Make your next Anaheim Ducks game even more exciting by participating in the 50-50 raffle. Not only could you take home a huge cash prize, but you'll be helping make a difference in our communities. Visit anaheimducks.com/50-50raffle for more information.
Thanks for listening to this exclusive presentation of Ducks Hockey. Stay tuned for our replay of tonight's game on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio network for the Anaheim Ducks.